welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. As I was waiting before the Lord brought a scripture to mind found in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 6, which declares, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." There are some of you that are listening. You're so very hungry in your soul after God. You want more of God. But at this moment, as you're listening to me, you feel tired and just weary and worn, and you just need the strength of the Lord. So please, let me pray for you if you will join your heart with me before we go into the Word for this broadcast. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you said, "Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness," for you promised, Lord, that they would be filled. And Lord, in the trials of life, Lord, you said, even Jesus said, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." In this world, we will have tribulation. We know that trials and battles are a part of this earthly life. We thank you, Lord, that we can look forward in hope to a time, to an existence beyond this earthly realm, when we will no longer have trials and battles. You'll wipe every tear away. But until that time, Lord, we want to be found good and faithful servants. So, Lord, I just take authority over the weariness and the tiredness in your beloved. And Lord, I ask you to just strengthen them. Lord, you see the trials, the difficulties they've encountered. Lord, they've prayed prayers before you. They're on your altar. And Lord, I ask for a hasty answer. Lord, that you will speedily reply in your grace and in your mercy and give them the help that they need. Lord, we thank you that we can rest on your promise. You will not allow us to be tested above what we're able. So, Lord, because you've promised that, I'm asking right now for supernatural impartation of strength and anointing and courage and faithfulness and patience, Lord, that they will come through this valley experience. Lord, you said, blessed is the man that goeth through the valley. So, Lord, I'm asking for that help and strength now in Jesus' wonderful name. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord to your heart, even today. I call you to come to the waters, for I would cause my peace to course as a deep flowing river within your soul. As you relinquish to me, as you put into my hands all your concerns and give me the control over all the things you're dealing with, the power of my presence will sweep away all that would disturb the sacred rest that I give to you. In your mind's eye, just for a moment, imagine yourself seated beside the crystal, pure, fathomless waters of the river of life. There I shall meet with you and cause you to drink freely. Yea, cause you to drink freely of the waters of life. Have I not said, whomsoever will may come? The thirsting of your soul, beloved, shall be satisfied, and you shall arise in newness of life. My satisfaction, my wish, my desire, my purpose toward you is kindness and goodwill, for this is my heart toward my very own. And of the increase of my government and peace, there shall be no end, says the Lord. Praise God. Daniel 4:3 says, His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion is from generation to generation. He is known as the Prince of Peace. That is one of His names. And so, Father, I thank you, Prince of Peace, for bestowing that peace upon your beloved, even now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've been looking at how we might develop faithfulness. And as we closed yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at some scripture promises regarding the rewards of faithfulness. I'd like to share a few more. These are the words of Jesus in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 45 and 47. Who is a faithful servant? The Lord will make him ruler over all his goods. And James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is full of good fruits. Being wise and faithful will bring us good involvements and much good fruit. In both scriptures, a gain is made when one is faithful. Did you ever think of why a person must be proven as a faithful servant before he is given a position of rulership? Well, the only true rulers in the spiritual kingdom are those who have a servant's heart. The greatest ruler of all times, that's Jesus, took upon himself the form of a servant. Matthew 25:21, and these are the words of Jesus, he declared, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many. The things of this world can truly be called few when we compare them to the full reign of Christ in the future. When he says, I will make thee, that's a future promise, but it's sure. Luke 16:12 says, if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? In this scripture, God, it seems, is saying that we must be faithful in our responsibilities to others before he can trust us with more in our personal lives. Why should this be so? Well, faithfulness can never be based on selfishness. True faithfulness is always self-sacrificing. When we're faithful in the things given to us for others, then we shall not ask amiss for ourselves or consume things upon our selfish lust, as the scriptures warn us against. In Ephesians 1:1, Paul goes on to say to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Here Paul was writing to a local church and he mentions this aspect of faithfulness again. Beloved, we are the body of Christ, and this is God's concept. A body can function only as each member is faithful to do his part. Scripture teaches that the body grows into a holy temple for the Lord by that which every joint supplieth. So, as we bring this little study to a close on developing faithfulness, there are just a few points I'd like to give you on how you can exercise faithfulness. Some examples, if you desire to bear much fruit. First of all, is by reading God's Word. 1 John 2:5 says, his love or fruit is perfected as we keep his word. Secondly, there's prayer. Spiritual prayer releases the life of the Spirit in us, and spiritual fruit will thereby grow. Good works. These make our light shine and glorify the Father. Remember, Jesus said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. And then, of course, praising God. Giving thanks unto him is the fruit of our lips. And walking in the light daily. Well, as we look even at the natural world, light is necessary to grow fruit. Another way is manifesting God's love. Exercising love promotes all the other fruit of the Spirit, since love, if you will, is their container. That's the very the surrounding, if you will, of all these other aspects of God's character. And then, of course, according to James, to ask and receive God's wisdom. This wisdom from above specifically says it's full of good fruit. Praise God. And if you recall, when I was a few broadcasts ago was sharing that the right handling of our responsibilities, of our duties, our responsibilities toward God and toward man, that's the definition of faithfulness. And the right handling of those responsibilities depends on God's love working in our hearts. And beloved, that's the greatest thing, God's love, in the whole universe. That love created the galaxies and personally fashioned you in your mother's womb. Psalm 139:16 says, all the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old. No matter how long we may have served the Lord, none have the faintest grasp of the immensity of his personal love and caring for each one of us. Beloved, the solution to every problem you face, every conflict, every heartache, is love, God's love. Our love and the love of brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and the greatest of these is love. Verse 8 says that love never fails. That's a pretty emphatic statement. You know, when you're sometimes going through battles and trials, you can feel very cut off and alone from others as well as from the Lord. And you know, it's at times like that that we most need one another. We need to uphold and bear one another's burdens, according to Galatians 6:2, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Sometimes, in an attempt to be strong and full of faith, we hesitate to make ourselves vulnerable to others because that would expose our fears, our doubts, our weaknesses. And beloved, sometimes when I've been before the Lord, as I've realized about all the heartaches and trials that I've gone through, one of the reasons I believe the Lord's allowed me to experience those is to be able to deeply and compassionately identify with the heartaches of others. And that's why God's given this ministry of correspondence and prayer. You know, compassion is just not enough. As we see in God's dealings with his children, love will not leave a person in such a state. That's why an understanding of God's ways and his spiritual principles are so vital for a happy and fulfilled life. And that's why I spend the time that I do trying to share God's principles. Many times, the most sincere and dedicated Christians can experience less than God's best by simple ignorance, not purposeful disobedience or rebellion against God. And that's why I've always been so strong in knowing and acting on the Word of God. That's the blueprint for our lives. Proverbs 19:3 says, "The foolishness of a man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord." Another translation says, it's the NCV, makes that much bolder. People's own foolishness ruins their lives, but they're in their minds, they blame the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by, and we're going to be looking more at God's love on the next broadcast. So I invite you to join me. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for listening. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.